Greed is good, iconic investor Gordon Gekko pronounced in 1987's Wall Street movie. His words seared into our collective conscience. The movie sequel asks, is greed good? The answer can be yes. Today, a new crop of innovations, business strategies, and investment funds show that more shareholder return is possible when firms balance short-term greed with actual doing good. What's good in business? Selling products that are healthier for you, reducing natural resource intensity, creating jobs that also match our society's full diversity. My mom Alice offers, no person's all good or all bad. They're a mix of both. Companies are made up of people and are the same way. But no accepted rating and ranking system of net good dominates, despite mounting evidence that higher financial performance is possible. Finance professor Alex Edmonds of the Wharton School, my alma mater, shows that Fortune's best companies to work for value people as an asset and outperform the general market since 1998. Firms with more women on their board of directors yields better financial performance, says Catalyst, a women's leadership nonprofit. Even Goldman Sachs offers portfolios where net good drives value, if you're a client. Al Gore partnered with an ex-Goldman executive to create a $5 billion fund seeking profit from eco-efficient firms. Net good companies may surprise you. Campbell Soup is lowering its sodium. GE is selling wind farms. And yes, Walmart judges 60,000 global suppliers, including those in China, for eco and social results on a scorecard to allocate shelf space. Walmart's chair, Rob Walton, has also invested his own money in renewable energy firms. Today, investing for good is not yet the norm on Wall Street or on Main Street. The new fundamentals of investing are here, solving human needs, health, wealth, earth, equality, trust, which can benefit bottom-line financials. If Gekko knew that in 1987, he could have avoided jail and created jobs. The 21st century's investment opportunity awaits. Doing good can be served by greed to better your world, your company, and your portfolio. With this perspective, I'm R. Paul Herman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.